Presentation of the North Bay Report on KRCB is made possible by our members and by SolarWorks, reminding you that a 30% federal investment tax credit for solar electric, capped at $2,000 for homes, expires at the end of 2008. More information at solarworksca.com.
This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. In the world of housing development, proposed projects often encounter resistance from people living nearby. In fact, says Deborah Stein, this is so commonplace that such detractors have spawned a growing list of colorfully descriptive acronyms.
Resistance to land use projects has triggered its own vocabulary. We have NIMBY, not in my backyard. We have LULU, locally unwanted land uses. We have CAVES, citizens against virtually everything. And we have BANANAS, to build absolutely nothing anywhere near anyone.
Stein is president of GCA Strategies, a San Francisco-based public affairs company that specializes in mobilizing support for larger complex real estate projects. She addressed an Affordable Housing Week workshop on winning community and political support in Santa Rosa earlier this week. As a starting point, Stein observes that some neighborhood concerns about new housing projects are entirely valid.
Affordable housing often is associated with higher density, and with density comes densification of impacts. Traffic congestion, air quality impacts, parking competition, school crowding, competition for water and natural resources. This is something that all growing communities are dealing with.
Stein says these concerns can often be addressed through mitigation measures or by emphasizing the community-wide benefits of infill development over suburban sprawl. It's more difficult to counter opposition that is focused on the future occupants of the new buildings.
Since the days of the Puritans, we've believed that through hard work, you can pull yourself up by your bootstraps, you can achieve, you can succeed. So to many Americans, material wealth becomes confused with moral worth. If you work hard, you're wealthy. If you are poor, if you don't earn what I earn and you don't live like I live, some Americans believe that means you are a bad person, you are a lazy bum, more likely to engage in antisocial behavior.
It's an attitude, Stein says, that can transcend actual income levels.
We once did a project that sold for one-third the median sales price of the surrounding neighborhood. And so we were hearing how these multifamily residents were going to be terrible people. They were going to engage in wild parties. They weren't going to maintain their property. They're going to be awful people. These were $900,000 units in a community that the median sales price happened to be $3.2 million. When wealth is equated with moral worth, you don't have to be poor to get on the receiving end of social condemnation. It might be enough just to be poorer than the wealthy person who doesn't want you in their backyard.
For affordable housing projects, Stein says, a good way to counter this sort of resistance is to mobilize a broad base of community advocates to support the proposal.
This community is filled with thousands of people who see themselves as those who help those in need. We need to identify those people, get them mobilized to commit themselves for affordable action, and then turn that pro-housing attitude into pro-housing action, whether that's writing a letter to the city council or coming to a planning commission meeting or just adding their name and their voice to the thousands of residents in Sonoma County who already recognize that we need more affordable housing.
Affordable Housing Week continues tonight with a panel on affordable rents at the Santa Rosa Main Library at 7 p.m. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.